This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
It's 7:06 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's not Aaron Brillbeck. Instead, it's Jason Doyle. I'm filling in for Aaron as he takes a couple of days off. I'll be back tomorrow as well. So thank you so much for joining us here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 and Freedom's First News. We're just a day away from Friday. By the way, that means early voting has gotten underway in Oklahoma for the August 25th runoff primary. We'll also hear from Gettner Drummond as the runoff race winds down. And Oklahoma County Commissioners took no action on a request to contract with ICE. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, here's your Freedom First News headlines. Oklahoma County Commissioners have extended the county-wide burn ban due to extreme fire danger. The extension takes effect Thursday as the current ban expires and can remain in place for up to 14 days. Outdoor burning, including campfires and burning trash, is prohibited. Outdoor cooking and approved appliances is still allowed with caution. I think that means if you're a pellet smoker, pellet grill person, you might be able to get away with it. Of course, statewide, looking statewide, 38 of 77 counties are currently under some kind of burn ban. A new body scanner proved its value on its first day at the Allen Gamble Correctional Center. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections says two visitors were caught attempting to bring contraband into the facility on Wednesday. Officials say packages containing wax soap paper, tobacco, and a white powder were discovered. Both women were arrested. And the Oklahoma State Department of Education is awarding more than $3.2 million in grants for after-school and other learning programs. 13 new recipients will receive funding for tutoring, reading and math assistance, and enrichment activities. The federal program focuses on high-poverty communities and schools needing additional support. Statewide, the program serves more than 16,000 Oklahoma students each year. And those are your Freedom's First News headlines. On this August 20th, 2026, so Michael Jackson's birthday is coming up. My birthday's coming up 10 days from now. And I share a birthday with the illustrious Cameron Diaz. Yes, Cameron Diaz. And I think we're the same age. I think we're both turning 54 this year. So, and it's happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to Cameron and, of course, to the late Michael Jackson. And I forgot. I think he's 25th. I think he's August 25th was his birthday. So, I don't know. That's your celebrity kind of crap I don't follow too much anymore. I don't have TMZ. Sometimes I do a wish because that life, that celebrity life, sometimes it sounds kind of fun. Sounds like it would be really, really fun to lead. I guess my early days and, you know, being a shock jock radio type DJ type guy back in the day. That was fun. You know what else is fun? We may be getting a break from all those political commercials for a little bit after August 26th. That's because the August 25th runoff election is just around the corner. It's on Tuesday. And that means early voting is opened up. We get a little information on that for you from the Oklahoman's Josh Kelly. Oklahoma voters will have another election to cast their ballots in as early voting for the August runoff election opens today, Thursday, August 20th. Early voting in Oklahoma traditionally opens statewide on the Thursday and Friday preceding the election, but this election will open the doors on Saturday as well. Early voters can only cast ballots in the county in which they're registered. So Oklahoma County, you got to do it at the Oklahoma County. And Oklahoma County voters, only one location. Early voting locations will be open on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Friday, it's also 8 to 6. And then on Saturday, it's 8 to 2. And each voter's ballot will contain the local or partisan statewide races they're eligible to vote on. So there's some legislative districts. There's going to be some, I think there's some city council and county commission and different little initiatives there that are out there. Also, everybody's going to be eligible to vote in this election. And here's why. You may not be able to run for the actual candidates, but there's two state questions on there. And everybody can vote on the state questions. So independents, libertarians, we're going to include you guys this time. As far as statewide races, you got the governor's race. You've got the insurance commissioner's race. You've got the state superintendent's race. And you've got the labor commissioner's race. That's all on the Republican side. And for the Democrats, they actually have to decide who's going to face Congressman Kevin Hearn for the U.S. Senate seat that was once occupied by Mark Wayne Mullen, now occupied by Alan Armstrong. And that is between Nikayla Thomas and Jim Priest. So, Democrats, you got something to go vote on, too. So make sure you keep aware. There's everybody can get out and vote. And that's the one thing about Oklahoma that I will get on my soapbox about, even though I know I'm not really technically supposed to. I'm a journalist. But this is, the one thing is we have an abysmal turnout of voters when it's not the general election. And even in the general election, it's not as great as it could be. So I'm encouraging everybody, get out and vote. Even if you're not a Republican, because, I mean, it's mostly going to be Republicans that got to decide races, because that's where most of the runoffs are. But don't forget those two state questions. Educate yourself about those. We might do something about those tomorrow on tomorrow's show, just to be able to kind of put it out there and let everybody know, what's these two state questions? They were put on by the legislature, by the way. Legislature, it's easy for them to put on state questions. It's a little bit harder for the initiative petitions these days to get anything on the ballot. In fact, I think what the last two failed to get enough signatures because of the reconfiguration of the way they've done things, like the data points, and then you got to get so many from each county, or you can't have a concentration too much in the urban area. You got to get out to the rural areas and stuff like that. And the argument there is that, hey, you know, we want more Oklahomans to participate in this thing. And it's like, I get that. But where the Oklahomans get to decide it, if it gets on the ballot, why not put it up for the vote? What's so scary about putting things up for the vote? Are you afraid you're going to pass? But if they pass, isn't that the will of the people of Oklahoma? So what's the matter about throwing something up the wall and seeing if it happened? Because Oklahoma voters have voted things down, like the minimum wage during the primary. That was a state question everybody could vote on. And I heard all kinds of gnashing of teeth about, oh, if we raise this, small business, we'll go out of business. I heard all that stuff. Oklahoma voters believed it. And it's interesting, that breakdown, too. Because if you looked at the breakdown for that vote back in the primary, and I know I'm kind of retreading things, but if you look at that, you find that it's really, really interesting that it was the rural vote that won the day there. Because those that were against the minimum wage raise were the rural voters. Those that were for it were the urban voters. You saw that in Oklahoma City and Tulsa areas. So, like I said, it kind of depends on where you live, how things work as well. It's not necessarily all about politics. It's all about politics. But it's not about the two parties all the time. Sometimes it's about a different political situation. And so, all right, well, coming up here in a little bit, interesting thing happened at the Board of Oklahoma County Commissioners yesterday. They took up a request by Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson to enter into agreement with ICE. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up after the break. Also, you know, if you're looking for something to do and you're heat proof, because it's still hot. I'm going to warn you, it's still hot. So make sure if you're going to do this, make sure you bring plenty of water. But it's the new Freedom 96.9. We've teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Join us for the third year at the beautiful Devon Lawn for the 13th annual Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run. Help raise money for Oklahoma City residents in need. Saturday, August 22nd is when this to take place at the Devon Lawn. For registration and information, go to freedom969.com. The 1 mile walk and run will start at 7:30 a.m. and the 5K run will start at 8 a.m. That's Freedom 96.9 teaming up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run. So check that out. It's in the cool of the morning, by the way. And I'm telling you what, this is so. Before we go to break, I'm going to share one last little personal thing, and then we'll get on with it. I play pickleball. I love pickleball. I've gotten addicted to pickleball. The interesting thing is I've had to get out extremely early to feed my addiction. And so there are times when I'm waiting on the courts for the sun to rise in order to just get a couple of matches in. So get out there, get early, have a little bit of fun. When we come back, we're going to talk about that Oklahoma County non-vote on the ICE contract with the sheriff's office. Right here on Freedom's First News, I'm your fill-in host, Jason Doyle, and for Aaron Brobeck, and you're listening to Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Thursday morning. Got a couple of construction issues need to be aware of. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Class and also May and Northwest Expressway on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazie is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazie will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazie for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Canadian County, it's time to take the route to our roots. August 19th through the 22nd, the Canadian County Free Fair takes over the Expo Center in El Reno. There'll be carnival rides, livestock shows, classic cars, family activities, live music, a movie night, faith fellowship, and more. Come celebrate the agricultural traditions and the people that make Canadian County home. 4 days, one county, and a whole lot of fair fun. The Canadian County Free Fair, August 19th through the 22nd. Find the schedule at fair.ccexpocenter.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
720 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Aaron Brillback taking a couple of days off. I'm filling in for Aaron. My name's Jason Doyle, along with producer Dave. By the way, it is great to see you, my friend.
Yeah, man. I missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you too. And my apologies for not reaching out and stuff like that. I tend to get super busy, and I'm like the suckiest friend when it comes to staying in contact.
Oh, you know me. I'm so busy. I can't.
You're all over the place, man.
Yeah, all over the place.
Well, and I understand. I think we clock similar miles in our day job.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this week I stayed in Oklahoma City primarily, but I've been to Inola in recent weeks. I checked out the smelter thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There. I don't want to influence anything, but I'm just reporting what I saw when I was in town. It's interesting what political signs are all up and down in Inola.
I'll bet.
It's the townspeople have a certain stance. City officials have a certain stance. And I don't think anybody's really at each other's throats, so to speak, there for that situation. But I think there's a lot of they're very, very concerned. Because, I mean, that was my first time in Inola. It's a beautiful area out there.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is the hay capital of Oklahoma, the hay capital of the world is what they like to call it. But they are, I mean, it's beautiful. And interestingly enough, when I tried to get down toward where they're going to build the smelter there at the Tulsa port of Inola, they're building out around there. And so, interestingly enough, the Army Corps of Engineers has shut down the public access to the Verdigris River in that area.
Huh.
And it's not for the construction purposes.
Right.
It's for all these little things that seem to have come along, and they're like, hey, we're gonna shut this down because we got to fix this, but we're not going to fix it right away.
It's odd.
It is odd. It is a very odd little excuse of why all this public access to the Verdigris River in the area of Inola have been shut down.
Hmm.
It kind of shocked me. There's like roads that on the map show that they're public roads, but they've also been closed down for other construction projects because I think they're getting ready to they're building a big PSO, their utility company,
right?
Their big pad site there, in one of the areas that it kind of blocks some of the public access to the Verdigris River.
Hmm.
So it's interesting that's just a little nuance you don't get unless you go. And so, right. Yeah, but anyway, that was one of my long trips that I took in recent weeks and stuff like that to see, check that out and stuff like that. But like, but that's the other thing. I love traveling around the state and seeing other people. Like I met a very young journalist in Lawton, the State Farm hearing that happened on the insurance thing.
Yeah.
It was very interesting because I was actually getting to play the role of a photographer in that instance. So I wasn't in the courtroom itself. And so, you know, a scamps on the outside, we were all kind of talking and stuff, but met somebody very interesting starting her career in journalism, you know, and how bright and excited she was. And it kind of reminded me, I remember when I first got into this business.
She wasn't jaded yet?
No, she was not. I don't want to give her that because she was very, like I said, she was very smart. She was into it. I mean, it was super engaged, understood what was going on and things like that. And I was just, it just kind of wore off on me a little bit. I got excited again for, I'm in a kind of a cool business.
That's cool.
You know, so interestingly enough, turning to more of the news of the day, yesterday, the Oklahoma County Board of County Commissioners, they met yesterday. And before them was a request by the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office to enter an agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It actually failed because no member of the Oklahoma County Board made a motion to approve it. And the proposed amendment would have allowed the sheriff's deputies to receive federal immigration enforcement training and gain access to ICE and Department of Homeland Security resources under the federal 287G program. That's the contract name. The federal name, you know, the feds are so creative when they come up with their names of programs. But 287G program is the program that allows local law enforcement agencies to contract with ICE so they can work together. And Undersheriff Jim Anderson was the one that was kind of giving the here's what we're asking for. And he says the agreement was intended to give deputies faster access to federal databases to help confirm the identities of people they encounter.
What we're looking for is access to databases to confirm people's identity that the DHS and ICE have developed over the past few years with all the immigration, you know, efforts of the federal government. Since you know, I've been wearing a badge for 34 years, and it's always been a problem confirming the legitimacy of a license issued by a driver's license or an identification card issued by another country. It's more so now because you can make them at home. So what we're looking for is access to databases.
And the sheriff's office stressed that participating in the ICE program would not mean deputies conducting immigration raids or going into schools looking for undocumented immigrants.
The fact remains, we could be doing, you know, a lot more. You know, the best indication of future behavior is past behavior. We are not knocking on doors. We're not going to schools. All the hot button topics that you see in the news and social media, that we're not going to be in that space. As we encounter folks from different countries that we may feel are in the immigration process or in the country illegally, through normal daily operations, calls for service, traffic stops, things of that nature.
And so, as you can imagine, a topic like this is going to draw a lot of public comment. And in fact, it drew State Representative Sam Worgan Grimaldo, who's also an immigration and criminal defense attorney. He disputed the sheriff's office's characterization of the agreement as primarily providing database access.
I've had the comfort of being able to tell my clients, some of whom are undocumented, some of whom are in different stages of legalizing their status here in the U.S., that if they have a criminal matter, a civil matter in the courthouse, they have no reason to be concerned about immigration enforcement finding them, taking them away. I can't, if this is to be passed, I can't tell them that anymore, because Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputies would be allowed to question them about their legal status. That's what this 287G program allows them to do. It's not just the database that the undersheriff referenced. It is a task force model that allows them to question them about their immigration status. It does not train them, however, on where they might be in the legal immigration process.
Oklahoma County resident Jessica Scott questioned whether the written agreement actually matched the limited role described by the sheriff's office.
The relationship between the community and Oklahoma County, it will immediately impact how the public thinks of Oklahoma County, inciting fear, anger, and distrust. That is not something that will make us safer. Everything the sheriff said here today is not in the MOA. I saw a lot more than just having access to a database in that MOA. The fact that the MOA doesn't even match what's being said here today is already reason enough to vote no.
All right. And so here's how things went down when it came to time for vote. They, after hearing from all the opponents and of the measure, the commissioners returned to the proposed agreement. But no one moved.
Are there any others to speak on item 21? Hearing no others, is there any other discussion either from you or you?
Thank you all for your comments.
Is there a motion? No motion. Dies for lack of a motion.
So there you go. No ICE contract for the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department, at least in this round. Doesn't mean that they can't bring it back up after talking things over and maybe tightening up the contract. I don't know. We'll see. But coming up next, we are slated to speak with Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond about his bid to be the Republican nominee for the governor's race this 2026 election cycle. We'll talk to him after the news break. By the way, you can always download the Freedom 96.9 app. Take Freedom with you everywhere you go. You can also check us out at freedom969.com, Facebook Live, X, Instagram. And after we're all said and done on this program, we podcastify it, put it up on Spotify for you to check out later. So all kinds of ways to enjoy your freedom. You want to stick around? Attorney General Gettner Drummond coming up next here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Radio News. I'm John Summers. Reports say the DEA joined the investigation into the death of Hayden Panettiere. The Drug Enforcement Administration's Detroit Field Division made a major drug bust. President Trump says the U.S. is engaged in a crushing economic operation against Iran,
saying Iran had failed to take the opportunity to make a deal and would now face what he called economic warfare and isolation on an unprecedented scale.
Reporter Mark Mayfield. A Missouri judge says a state congressional map redrawn to favor Republicans may be used in the midterm elections. President Trump sets down for an interview with his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. This comes after the two reconciled during the summer following years of public feuding. Crews are still working to restore power to thousands of customers in Northwest Indiana after last week's storm. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
After a wreck, a lot of people say the same thing. I'm fine. Maybe it's shock. Maybe it's adrenaline. Maybe they don't want to worry their kids. Maybe they think the pain will go away. Then the next morning comes. The neck tightens. The back locks up. The headaches start. Work gets harder. Sleep gets shorter. And suddenly, I'm fine doesn't feel true anymore. At McIntyre Law, we understand that injuries do not always show up at the scene. We help people document what happened, get answers, and deal with the insurance company when things get complicated. If you were hurt in a crash, don't tough it out alone. Call McIntyre Law.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. PHMSA has extended its Oklahoma City medical heat alert as dangerous temperatures continue across the metro area, with PHMSA reporting 80 heat-related illness calls this season, with 57 patients being taken to hospitals for further treatment. Officials are urging residents to stay hydrated and limit time outdoors. People are also encouraged to check on elderly neighbors and vulnerable family members as the alert remains in effect. More than 2,000 electricity customers in Blanchard lost power Tuesday as the temperatures continue climbing into the triple digits. Residents reported receiving few details about the cause of the outage or restoration timelines. The outage came as temperatures reached around 109 degrees in total. An official cause of the outage has yet to be announced. Early voting begins today for Oklahoma's August runoff elections, with voters able to cast ballots through Saturday before Election Day takes place on August 25th. A ballot includes several statewide runoff races and two state questions. Election officials are reminding voters to review their local ballots for additional propositions and bond issues. Early voting hours are available through county election boards. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect mainly cloudy skies with a high of 101. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 73. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with the temperature reaching a record-breaking high of 106, surpassing the previous record of 105 set in 1911. As we move into Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny and very hot with the temperature soaring to 107, breaking the previous record of 104 set in 1922. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
736 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I'm not Aaron Brillbeck. I'm Jason Doyle, filling in for Aaron as he takes a couple well-deserved mornings off. And joining me on the hotline right now is Oklahoma's Attorney General Gettner Drummond. He's also a Republican candidate for governor. And that's what we're going to talk about as we approach the August 25th runoff. Good morning, Your Honor. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
So great to be with you this morning, Jason. Thank you.
So how's the campaign trail been treating you? I know you've got double duty. You got to be the AG, but you also got to hit the folks out at the county fairs and all the other places where you're knocking doors. So how's it been hitting the trail?
I am a full-time attorney general, so we stay pretty busy, at least 8 to 10 hours a day on that. But every morning and lunch and evening, we are hot at meeting Oklahomans. And we have had an active campaign for 20 months, literally going to virtually every community in the state of Oklahoma. It's been amazing.
Getting out of myself because my day job, I get to go around the state and it kind of reminds me of how beautiful our state is. I know I'm not into the politics and stuff like that, but that's something that I kind of find romantic about being on the political trail is you get to see our wonderful state. Is there a place? I know Osage County is close and near and dear to your heart, but is there a place that's away from where your normal routes are that you really, really, man, I got to get back there sometime?
No, I can't even limit it. I mean, when you get out to the panhandle, if you just take it in, it's vast and expansive and hardscrabble people down in the Southwest, you know, they're remarkable. They struggle with water shortages, but they're remarkable, resilient people. Then you get to the Southeast around Broken Bow, and it's an abundance of water, and the recreational opportunities are just vast. So everywhere I go, I just want to have my head up, take in the landscape, take in the people, and just appreciate the diversity and the expansiveness of Oklahoma.
All right. Well, let's get to the political side of things here, General Drummond. First of all, let's put it this way. You've got the voice, you've got the microphone now. Convince the Oklahomans, this last-minute push, of why they should vote for you to be the next Republican nominee for the governor's race.
I think we have to look at what does the candidate offer? What's his background? So in my case, I've been tested over the battlefields of during the Gulf War, earning the Distinguished Cross. I've visited across those courtrooms, businesses throughout as a businessman, and now it's 3.5 been in the hot seat, Attorney General, Oklahomans first, literally taking on out of state or out of country as syndicated crime organizations. I mean, in the last 3 years, we have shut down 10,600 illegal marijuana grow facilities, principally Chinese syndicated crime organizations. We're holding accountable State Farm, Allstate, Big Pharma. I'm blocking Oklahomans transferring $500 million to a Muslim monarchy so that they can destroy southern Rogers County around Inola with the aluminum smelter. So this candidate is unafraid to put Oklahoma first. And then if you look at the guy on the other side, he's a career politician, 12 years in the Senate as the budget chair, leading us into a virtual fiscal meltdown. And then resigned as the governor's budget secretary because the job was too overwhelming. I mean, do you really think he's able to lead the state? And if he is, what will he do to us over the next 8 years?
So let's talk a little bit about the economy. We know we're here in Oklahoma, our jobs are sticking around. We saw a little tick up in the unemployment rate. We see that there are interest in developing here and things like that. We see the data center stuff, too, and we're keeping an eye on that. What do you think we really need to do to start really kickstarting this economy and making sure that we continue to diversify and making sure that our economy stays stable over the next few years?
That's another very sharp contrast between me and Mr. Mazie. He wants to slash taxes to zero, which will require that we cut core services and transfer everything over to a consumption tax. So if you're making $75,000 or less in Oklahoma, you will pay more taxes under Mazie. Whereas my philosophy is let's grow our economy, and we can grow our economy if we get education right. My number one priority will be education. We have got better than 50, attract businesses and investment. Healthcare is 48th. We have to have a governor that owns that. Our mental health is 46th in the nation. Those three have to be addressed by the governor. If we do those three right, then we develop workforce. And lastly, if we partner with our tribes, they are economic powerhouses that are investing outside of Oklahoma. The Cherokee Nation alone has acquired 46 operational companies across the United States outside of Oklahoma in the last 7 years. We need to bring them home. If we do those five things right, we will grow our economy, create more jobs, more economic opportunity for every Oklahoman. And then with that higher income as a state, we have a path to reduce our taxes to zero. Not the opposite. We have to grow to cut, not cut to destroy.
So we're speaking with Attorney General Gettner Drummond, talking about his candidacy as the Republican candidate for governor. And obviously the runoff between him and former Senator Mazie coming up on August 25th. Early voting has starting in just a few minutes, so you can get out there and get it. But you're doing that last minute push. You mentioned education is going to be your top priority. We know that we've made a major investment this year in the Readers Act. We want to push that. We want to try to see if we can do better than the Mississippi Miracle. How would a Drummond administration help bolster that and continue to push for those reforms in education that's going to bring the needle higher for our level of attainment?
I think we have to do three additional things. I give our legislators high marks. They are committed. They've read the numbers, and they want to partner with me. But we need to start with the 0 to 5-year-old, right? We know that a child, 60% of a child's brain develops by the time they're 5. Well, that's when they're entering kindergarten. What happens to about 60% of our children from 0 to 5? They're in an environment where they're not being properly stimulated, fed, disciplined, starting kindergarten at a great disadvantage. We need to focus on early childhood development, access to quality daycare, so these children are ready to learn in kindergarten. We also need to fund every elementary school, resources to hire a reading specialist who floats between first, second, and third grade to take little Jimmy and Susie where they are and get them to grade level so that the classroom teacher can teach the children. Then we will, with that investment in early childhood and investment in 1, 2, and 3 grades, we will achieve reading proficiency by third grade. Then the children have an opportunity to read to learn, not learn to read. And then lastly, we have to reintroduce career in the trades as early schools so that we have young people with an alternative to university. We are 50,000 short on pipe fitters, welders, electricians, plumbers, CDL drivers. We need more trades. We need a governor that elevates and honors the trades to get more children into that discipline where they can have a living wage right out of high school.
And trust me, I've had friends that have done that exact path. I mean, I know I took the college course and all that kind of good stuff, but I had friends that they've made a great living at welders, construction, HVAC. There's all kinds of ways to use our career tech system, which is one of the best in the country, along with our early education system. That's the interesting thing, is that we have a lot of success with early education. So those are two of our strengths that you've pointed out there that we need to really bolster. So we got just about a minute left with you here, Attorney General. Let's talk a little bit about public safety. That's something you might know a thing or two about. What would the priority be under a Drummond administration?
So when we legalized medical marijuana, we just weren't ready. We did not anticipate what would happen. And we literally got invaded by, as per the FBI reports, about 100,000 Chinese nationalists. And that is why I focused so heavily on shutting down illegal grows. We still have about 1,000 illegal grows in the state. And we have got to continue to deliver on the promise of breaking the back of organized crime to get them out of the state. Oklahoma's fifth highest in deportations in the United States on a per capita basis, and that's by and through my organized crime task force, where we go in, shut down an illegal Chinese grow with 25 individuals. We prosecute four, put them in prison from 15 to 25 years, but the other 21 are here illegally committing crimes of black market marijuana, and we've been deporting them. So we have to continue to emphasize that and make sure that bad guys know you are not welcome home. We are investing the money that we need to, and you need one. I've been the chief legal officer for the state of Oklahoma over the last 3.5 years. I've built relationships with our tribal partners and across the counties and state with our agencies in law enforcement, and I want to take that into the governor's office with the awareness I've developed and continue to partner with federal, state, county, tribal partners. Make a safe Oklahoma a reality to be successful.
That is Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond, who is running for the Republican nomination for governor and then hopefully on to the general election to face the other candidates from the other parties. And I really appreciate you cutting out a little bit of time for us here on Freedom's First News to give us that last minute push of why Oklahoma Republicans should vote for you. And I appreciate you joining us.
It's my absolute pleasure. And please get out to vote. We need everybody, and I respectfully ask that you vote Drummond.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. That, once again, that's Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond. By the way, out of fairness, we will be speaking with former State Senator Mike Mazie this afternoon, where I'm going to be pre-recording that interview. We'll play it back tomorrow morning on tomorrow morning show, about the same time, 7:30 in the morning. That way we are kind of showing fair and balance for the Republican gubernatorial nomination race, the runoff race here. That actually early voting begins in less than 15 minutes. So we'll wrap things up here on the show on Freedom's First News. Aaron Brobeck taking a couple days off. I'm filling in for him. My name is Jason Doyle. And as always, thank you for listening to Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Thursday morning. Got a couple of construction issues need to be aware of. Bridge work eastbound I-44 at Class and also May and Northwest Expressway on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's 4 times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor's ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors.
Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
You should be on your knees thanking the good Lord above that it's not President Dana Lash, because President Dana Lash would be like, you turn to glass, you turn to glass, you're cool, glass. No more taxes anymore. Get any gun you want. If anyone tries to arrest you, I'll arrest them.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
751 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I am not Aaron Brillbeck. I'm Jason Doyle. Fill in for Aaron. It takes a couple days off. I'll be back tomorrow. Continue to fill in. And he returns triumphantly on Monday as we get ready to wrap up the show today. I found this very interesting because I remember during the session, there was a little bit of debate about putting this into the budget because, you know, we were selling the state plane early on in the state administration. But lawmakers, you know, they went ahead and put a budget line in to buy a new plane. Well, over at the Oklahoma Voice, Barbara Hoberock lets us know that lawmakers may not have budgeted enough to replace the state plane. And that's according to a certain Oklahoma official. Here's the story. It will cost more than lawmakers budgeted to replace the state plane used to transport the governor and other dignitaries, Oklahoma's chief operating officer said Wednesday. Lawmakers appropriated $3 million to replace the aging plane, but the purchase is actually expected to cost between $5 million and $5.5 million, said David Ostro, Oklahoma's chief operating officer. The state plans to use proceeds from the sale of the current state plane and possibly take funds from some other agencies to fill the gap, Ostro said. It's slow, Ostro said of the Oklahoma Department of Transportation plane. It's an old aircraft. It's a 1992 aircraft with almost 8,000 hours on it. It's not conducive to speed, range, or safety. But Senate Appropriations Chairman Chuck Hall said, two other state planes will also be sold to make up the difference. It was always the intention that those three assets would be sold, and then that would cover the gap, Hall said. He said he's not aware of any talk about passing the hat amongst state agencies. Ostro, a pilot, said the goal is to pursue the new or purchase the new aircraft this year. Ideally, it needs to be able to transport the governor and staff to and from Washington, D.C. And I know I'm going to get this wrong because I've never heard this this brand of airplane, the Pilatus PC-12. I hope I got that right because I think that's the way it's Pilatus. It's a single-engine turboprop. It seats 8 to 10 people, fits the needs of the state, he said. But there is a limited supply of them available, Ostro said. It's very fast and super fuel efficient. It's a great airplane. He said the current aircraft uses a single pilot, while the aircraft being sought could have two pilots on board. And for moving a head of state around, an aircraft with two pilots is preferred, Ostro said. So very interesting. It seems like we've got maybe a slight case of miscommunication between what the legislature did and intended and what's starting to go on how to approach purchasing this plane. But I've really never had a problem with us having an asset like that. It's interesting how certain administrations have certain stances on transportation needs and things like that for state officers and mainly the governor. I think, it's one of those things that I think we do need something like that to make sure we can get around. And not just to Washington, D.C., I mean, this is a pretty big state, and sometimes you need to be in the panhandle, or sometimes you need to be down in Broken Bow or Poteau. need to get down in the southeast corner of things. Sometimes you do need to get to D.C. or another destination for official business. So for those of you that might be following the State Farm stuff that's going on, man, this has gotten so I'm not into courts. I don't. That's not one of my strong points in my journalism. I've always said that. And I probably need to sharpen up because I got a feeling that's – and I kind of have been on the side because I can tell that this is going to be an interesting situation we have with the State Farm and the other insurers that are facing lawsuits here in Oklahoma. But Jeff Elkins over at the Oklahoman wrote this one. A Northwest Oklahoma City couple has filed a lawsuit in Oklahoma County District Court asking a judge to compel State Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready to release the results of a state investigation into how State Farm handles roof damage claims filed by Oklahoma policyholders. Craig and Elizabeth Gutierrez, residents of the Rose Creek neighborhood, filed a petition for a writ of mandamus against Mulready Tuesday in an effort to force the release of a multi-year review into how State Farm processes wind and hail roof damage claims. The filing comes amid heightened scrutiny of the Oklahoma Insurance Department as more than 1,000 lawsuits have accumulated against State Farm and other major insurers over claims handling practices. The Gutierrez's attorney from Oklahoma City-based Witten Burrage have represented hundreds of State Farm policyholders across the state with denied or underpaid roof claims. The family is represented by Lauren Gould of Witten Burrage and constitutional lawyer Bob Burke, also based in Oklahoma City. Bob's a buddy of mine, by the way. I could sit for hours and listen to Bob Burke talk about Oklahoma history. The man is institutional knowledge. The family says they have been fighting with the company since a 2024 hailstorm swept through the metro, dropping what the petition describes as a 20-minute barrage of 3-inch hail that damaged the roof of their home. The insurance company denied their claim for a roof replacement. Mulready announced last December that the OID Insurance Department had an ongoing investigation into State Farm's handling of roof claims. The plaintiffs state in the lawsuit filing that they believe OID's report would reveal information critical to their dispute with State Farm. So there's a little bit more to that article if you want to go check it out, but that's basically it. There's another State Farm-involved lawsuit that's filed, this time directed at Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready, trying to release some information from that study. Another mode of transportation we can talk about, since we were talking about airplanes, how about trains? Let's talk about the trains, because the Heartland Flyer apparently will continue. It will not die later this year because the Texas legislature's short-sightedness. The Oklahoman's Del Denwalt has the story. The only passenger rail connection in Oklahoma will survive for at least another year, thanks to officials in Texas. In a presentation to the Regional Transportation Council of the North Central Texas Council of Governments, Transportation Director Michael Morris brought good news. The good news, he said, is that Amtrak's Heartland Flyer route between Oklahoma City and Fort Worth will continue in 2027. Additionally, the Texas Department of Transportation has formally requested an additional 2 years of funding from the Texas legislature. Citizens have come before you during the open microphone pleading for the Heartland Flyer to be continued, Morris said. The Heartland Flyer will continue given the support of TxDOT now has for that particular project. So people in Texas spoke up for the Heartland Flyer. I know we were speaking up. I know the legislature definitely were pointing their fingers right at the Texas legislature for doing this. And I think one of the excuses were, hey, Oklahoma makes more money off of this than we do. And I don't know how true that is. I'd have to do a study and check that all out. But, you know, at least we got the train going down to Fort Worth for a little while longer. All right, that wraps things up for today. Coming up next is Brian Kilmeade, Eric Erickson 11, Dana Lash at 2, Lee Matthews with Drive at 4. I'll be back tomorrow morning bright and early filling in for Aaron, 7 a.m. here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.